NBA trade deadline coming up tomorrow. We're joined right now by the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, already in his seventh season as Blazers head coach. He has led them to the postseason in five straight years. They are the fourth seed right now in the West, 32-21 overall. San Antonio is at Portland tomorrow night. Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joins us once again. Terry, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How have you been?
Good, good. Terry, nice to visit. I know you're coming off a tough loss to Miami last night, and afterwards you felt like the team didn't have a lot of pop for most of the game. As you watch that game play out, Terry, let me start right there. What do you think that was? Was it just a matter of having the time off?
You know, I think that's easy to point to, and I think it probably was a factor. We had canceled shoot-around in the morning. I'm a big believer in routine, and we canceled shoot-around because we had some snow and icy roads. So I don't know if there was just kind of a funk in the first half, but it took us a while to get going. If you watch the game, the third quarter, we kind of made a nice run and had some energy. But it was just a game where if you're playing against a team like Miami that plays with a lot of energy and grit, you have to match that, and we didn't do that last night.
Terry Stotts joining us. All right, so where are you at? 53 games in, you're on pace for 50 wins. You're right in the middle of everything in the West. How do you like where your team is right now, both from a playing standpoint and an identity standpoint?
You know, if you had asked me this last Thursday after we had a really good home win against Utah, I would have said, we're in a good spot. We're playing really good basketball. Standings-wise, we're happy with where we are, and we just got to keep it going. Now, after last night, it was a setback. And, in this league, things can turn on a dime. So as a coach, you're concerned about how we played last night, and we got a tough game, as you mentioned, against San Antonio. And in the West, you can't catch your breath. I mean, you gotta keep going forward, and we've got a tough schedule this week before the All-Star break, and this week will kind of dictate the rest of the season for us, I believe.
We're talking to Terry Stotts. In the meantime, the team acquired Rodney Hood from Cleveland in a trade. I know that he's excited about the opportunity. What do you like about his game and what he brings to your group?
Well, I like his versatility. I think from an offensive standpoint, he can score in different ways. He's good coming off screens. He can handle a little bit. He can post a mismatch. He's a good three-point shooter. And I think he kind of fits in with our other wing players as far as what he can bring us at the offensive end. Defensively, I think he can guard multiple positions. Again, he has good length. I think he has a very good fundamental background with his college and playing at Utah for a while and being in the NBA Finals. So, I like his experience. And the other thing is, Mo Harkless has been banged up this year for most of the year, and he really gives us, if something does happen with Mo or if he has a setback, he gives us insurance there.
You know, it gives you insurance, but it seems like also it gives you a lot of options, including Jake Layman, who had a career-high 25 last night, and he's been averaging better than 14 points per game over the last 10. It's a good problem to have, but how do you go about balancing those minutes for everybody?
You know, I'm... That expression is a good problem to have. Everybody says that except the head coach.
Right.
I'm a big believer in chemistry and building a team and have everybody understanding their roles and how things fit. And there's going to be an adjustment period. Jake Layman's playing great basketball. I think everybody saw that last night. He's making it hard to keep him off the floor. We're having other guys that are playing well, and there's gonna be an adjustment period for a lot of people. One night it'll be one player, one night it'll be the next. But that's part of being a good team is figuring things out and people accepting roles. And when it's your opportunity, just like Jake Layman, who's been in and out of the lineup, when your opportunity comes, be ready for it and make the most of it.
We're talking to Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Trailblazers. Trade deadline, of course, is tomorrow, and there's been a lot of movement already, especially in the West. Terry, how much attention are you paying to what other teams are doing and what moves they might make? Is it something that you monitor, or do you just stay focused on what's in front of you in your own work?
Oh, I keep abreast of what's going on in the league, and I think it's, with all the rumors out there and the deals that have already been done, teams, kind of positioning themselves one way or the other. I think it's interesting. I think it's a great time of year, especially if you're a fan of the NBA, because there's a lot to talk about. But for me personally, I keep abreast. But for us, as the coach, my focus is on our team and what we have to do. And if we make a deal like we did with Rodney, how does that impact our team and how can we be better because of it? But, obviously if we had played a team that just made a deal, that changes the preparation a little bit. But, 24 hours from now, it'll all be over.
In the meantime, you got 24 more hours. So how do you approach that, Terry? For instance, some of the Laker young players were saying, look, we'd be lying if we said it didn't affect us. If you've got guys whose names come up on your roster, how do you approach that? I mean, do you talk to your guys, or do you just kind of leave it alone?
I personally leave it alone because there's nothing I can do about it. They have to, you know, any issues they're having with it, they have to resolve within. I can't necessarily guide them one way or the other. I've had players here who every year thought they were going to be traded, and they didn't get traded. You know, I've been around it long enough that sometimes deals do happen, sometimes they don't. With social media now, players hear everything, their agents hear everything, their family hears everything. So it's just a period of time where the player has to do whatever he has to do to get through it. And some guys are oblivious to it, and some guys it affects them. And it's I don't know if there's any words that I could give them that would take away any of that.
I appreciate that answer. Terry Stotts joining us. You recently called for a blackout day where coaches and players are supposed to stay away from the practice facility and not think about basketball for a bit. You've been known to do that throughout the season. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, just to get players off, and you know, we have optional days where the coaches come in, and if guys do want to come in, it's an off day, but if they want to come in, they know that the coaches and the training staff and the strength and conditioning people will all be there if they want to get something. You know, we had a fluky schedule having 5 days off, but the blackout is as much for the coaches as it is for the players. You know, coaches need a break. They need time with their family. And I think it's good. There are a lot of players that if you don't make a blackout, they'd still come in. I think it's sometimes just important to say, you know, you need to stay away a little bit. And if they come in, they come in. But to let them know, especially the young guys, let them know, hey, it's okay to have a day off and have a life.
At the same time, what about the vets? I mean, you've got a team full of guys who you know are going to work out, and they're going to work on their game all the time. As an example, how hard is it to keep guys like Dame and CJ from working out on blackout days?
Oh, we'll have, I would say, a lot of blackout days. We'll have 3 to 5 guys come in. You know, this last one, you probably read the article where Jake came in and CJ came in and Nurk came in. I mean, we had different guys come in. So we had probably about 5, 6 guys come in on that Saturday. It was the third blackout day in a row because of our schedule. But, you know, I'm fortunate to have a roster that guys like being in the gym. They like working out. I have a great staff who like spending time with the players. So worrying about guys getting work, getting their shots up, staying in condition, staying in the weight room when they need to, really hasn't been an issue that I had to mandate a lot.
And Terry, I'm sure you're not focused on this type of thing, but back in December, you passed Rick Adelman for second on the team's all-time win list, and now you're between Adelman and Jack Ramsey. As a student of the game, I mean, what's it mean to hear your name mentioned with theirs?
You know, it's really special for me. Two of the guys that – there are two coaches that I've admired throughout my career. I've made no bones of the fact that I've taken a lot of stuff from Rick Adelman, what he did in Sacramento from an offensive standpoint, and I've been a huge admirer, as is anybody in the NBA, of Coach Ramsey and what he meant to the game of basketball. So to be in between those two guys in Portland is really special to me because, like I said, they're in the top 10. I think Rick should be in the Hall of Fame. To be pigeoned between two Hall of Fame coaches is really special. I certainly didn't see that coming 7 years ago when I got here.
I think that's amazing from your standpoint. Rick Adelman to me was a hell of a coach. I loved him. I loved talking to him. I loved watching him work in Sacramento. He was always great to have on the show. Let me finally say this. You don't reach more than 300 wins with the Blazers and more than 400 overall without being able to adapt. And this year you've been using an iPad on the sideline more than a whiteboard. Initially, what was that transition like and how do you like it now?
Well, I love it, and you know, I lost the screen a couple times, and you know, it just took a few times to get used to it during a game when you really have to, you know, do things quickly. But I love it because I can clear the board right away. I can use different colors. I can save the plays if I want. It's really been. I wouldn't go back to the whiteboard. I don't have dry erase on my fingers anymore. You know, it's just it's been very convenient, and I think the players really like it too. It's very easy to read, and it's been a good transition.
It's progress. He is 7 years in. Portland is the number four seed right now, and they've got another big one coming up tomorrow night. They're hosting San Antonio. Terry Stotts, good friend of the program, and always nice to have you on, Terry. Thank you very much. Great to have you back.
All right, thanks, Jim. The best to you.
You too, Terry. Thank you. Appreciate the relationship and the interview, as always. Terry Stotts, head coach of the Blazers. They had a tough loss to Miami last night. Honor the commitment, and they got a big game coming up tomorrow night as well. Fourth overall in the West.